This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the newest edition of Bringlese Daily, and I'm very happy to have you here on April 18th, 2024. Today's a Thursday, and that means we're going to be speaking a little bit more quickly than usual. I still think most of you can understand me anyway. In fact, many people have said, whether you're doing the normal episodes or the advanced episodes, it doesn't make a difference to me. So I'm happy to hear that. That's definitely good news. In any case, if you do have a hard time with the advanced speed, on most platforms, they have the option to change the speed. So you can literally listen at 1.5 or 0.75 speed, etc. So feel free to adjust that if you need to change the speed. But guys, I think it's time to begin. And let's begin today's episode with the translation challenge for today. So how would you translate the following sentence? In realtà, impari molto sulla tua cultura quando vai all'estero. Let me say that one more time. In realtà, impari molto sulla tua cultura quando vai all'estero. Okay, I'm going to explain both how to say that sentence in English and also what I really mean by that sentence. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. And without further ado, it is time to begin today's one big thing. And to start today's one big thing, I actually have a question for you guys. Is culture shock real? Now, some of you may not know what culture shock is. And culture shock is the feeling that someone can experience when he or she goes and lives in another country. Not even necessarily to live, even visiting, you might experience culture shock. But culture shock mainly kicks in after the honeymoon phase has ended. So again, for those of you who don't know, the honeymoon phase is when you go somewhere new and you have heart eyes, you have star eyes, you like everything, you ignore potential problems, everything is new and fresh and you're enjoying it and it's, wow, this country is perfect. That's called the honeymoon phase. And of course, that phase does not last long because after a while, that beauty, that perfection starts to fade and reality hits. And you realize, actually, this country is not perfect. But when you're on a honeymoon, you might think it is. So culture shock, as I was saying, happens after the honeymoon phase. And the original question is culture shock real? So culture shock is not exactly a shock, but it's a strong feeling you get about, oh my God, where am I? I'm not home anymore. Everything is different. People speak differently, people dress differently, they eat different food, they walk differently, they have a different level of politeness or rudeness, they have different social expectations, and where the hell am I? If you're feeling all of that, you're probably under culture shock. And if it wasn't clear already, the answer to the question, is culture shock real, is yes, of course it's real. And I have experienced culture shock at least twice. Specifically, the first time I came to Italy back in January of 2013, I went through the phases. The first week or two, oh my God, this is amazing, wow. You know, the honeymoon phase. Not to say that my first impression was that everything was perfect, but in the honeymoon phase, you ignore potential problems unconsciously. because you want to convince yourself that this is perfect, everything is going to be fine. But that can only last so long. After a while, the honeymoon phase goes away, and that happened to me in Italy as well. The other occasion in my life where that happened to me, and it was to an even greater extent, was when I went to Japan. And that was in March of 2017. So roughly 4 years later. I have to say, the fact that Japan is even more different from the United States than Italy made the culture shock even stronger. It's interesting because when I came to Italy for the first time, my impression was, wow, everything here is completely different. But after going to Japan, I realized, you know what? America and Italy are actually pretty similar. The people are pretty similar. The lifestyle's pretty similar, etc. Japan, you guys, whew, now that is a truly different culture. You guys, they don't even use the Roman alphabet, A, B, C, no. You're not going to see those letters. Like, that's obvious. Everyone knows that. But you don't realize it, how big of a deal it is, until you're there. And until the honeymoon phase wears off. And then you're like, oh my God, I cannot read one letter on the menu and there's no pictures. And I can't translate anything because my phone has no service. What am I going to do? That is culture shock. Culture shock is 100% real. And it can be scary. It can be uncomfortable. But it can also be extremely exciting. I actually encourage everyone to experience culture shock at least once in their lifetimes, if possible. If you feel courageous and brave enough to put yourself in that kind of a situation. It's a fantastic experience. Of course, it's not just good, but most good things require some hard times as well. And culture shock is a perfect example of that. After experiencing culture shock and getting through that phase, and some weeks pass, some months pass, you're still positive. You're still trying your best to make it work. You have the right attitude. Then something changes, and the culture shock at that point no longer exists. At that point, you're more or less used to living in the foreign culture, and that's a beautiful feeling. It's a beautiful feeling because you know where you're from. You know how people do things where you're from. They speak a different language where you're from. But you're doing just fine in this new culture. It's a moment of pride. It's a moment where you can say, oh my God, I came to this foreign country and I'm surviving completely fine. I'm communicating in their language. I understand how their society works. I understand how their culture works. And yes, I'm not from their culture, but I'm thriving in their culture. I'm prospering in their culture. It's a very rewarding, gratifying feeling. And that's why I encourage everyone to put themselves in a situation like that if they can, of course. Of course, there's another topic, which is reverse culture shock, which I experienced as well when I came back to the United States. After living in Italy for 6 months in 2013, I came back to the United States in July or August. And then it hits you again. The culture shock really hits you again because you're back to the original culture and you have to get used to that again. And the things you had gotten used to, well, forget about those. You have to get used to the first culture again. And it's not necessarily easy. Reverse culture shock is definitely real as well. It's a pretty interesting topic. I hope you guys enjoyed my thoughts on that one. But let's not forget about today's question of the day. And today's question of the day is, what culture seems the most similar to that of your country? And which is the most different? So when it comes to the United States, the clear, very easy answer for the culture most similar to American culture is, of course, Canadian culture. I'm not sure if Italians have this knowledge, this general understanding about the relationship between Canada and the United States. Don't get me wrong, there are numerous differences from a cultural point of view, culinarily, linguistically, just lifestyle, behavior. But still, at the end of the day, Canadians and Americans are very similar. Most of us speak English. Of course, there's the French-Canadian section, but even Canadian English is very similar to American English. They love sports like Americans. They love cars and driving like Americans. Easily, the culture that is most similar to the United States culture is Canadian culture. If I have to say what culture is the most different, that is a very difficult question. I could say something like China, Chinese culture, or I could say something like some small tribal culture in a small desert of Africa or something like that. So, of course, there are going to be many options for which culture is the most different from mine. I'm curious how Italians would answer this question. I'm sure most Italians would agree that Spanish culture is the most similar to Italian culture. Potentially French, Portuguese as well. I don't think many Italians would say like somewhere in Northern Europe, like Danish or Swedish culture is the most similar to Italian. But it's kind of interesting to compare flavors of culture. And there are similarities across cultures and there are differences across cultures. Even from a geographical point of view, like the farther you go, the more different the culture is, which makes perfect sense. So anyway, I think those are some interesting thoughts. And thank you guys for listening. But before I let you go, we have to answer the translation challenge. And remember, today's sentence was, in realtà, impari molto sulla tua cultura quando vai all'estero. And before I give you the answer to the translation challenge, if you're improving your listening skills with me, you can improve your other skills as well. I'm talking about your grammar, speaking, and English vocabulary. My goal is to help Italians learn my language. And that's why I started this podcast. And that's also why I created my own English school. So please consider becoming my student at bringlese.com. Anyway, the answer to today's translation challenge is, you actually learn a lot about your own culture when you go abroad. So there are many things about this sentence. In realtà, the adverb is actually, and usually adverbs go right before verbs. So I said you actually learn. Molto, a lot. About your own culture. Your own, the own, is just emphasizing yours and not someone else's. So you actually learn a lot about your own culture quando vai all'estero. Andare all'estero, in English we say to go abroad. You actually learn a lot about your own culture when you go abroad. And that is the answer to today's translation challenge. So guys, thank you as always for listening to my podcast. If you understood this episode, that's very good news because I wasn't necessarily speaking slowly or clearly. I was just speaking normally and naturally. This is how I speak. This is how I speak. So if you were understanding me now, you would understand me in most cases. So congratulations. And the other piece of good news is that in about 24 hours, we have another brand new advanced episode. So don't forget to join me again tomorrow morning on Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your Thursday nights. And as always, peace.